Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the Trump administration expands TrumpRx to include more than 600 generic medicines, industry leaders rethink pharma's traditional go-to-market model, and a biotech funding roundup highlights continued investment in early-stage therapeutics and radiopharmaceutical development. The Trump administration has announced a major expansion of TrumpRx, broadening the platform beyond discounted branded medicines to include more than 600 generic drugs commonly used to treat chronic conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol. The updated platform will integrate price comparison tools and partnerships with Cost Plus Drugs, Amazon Pharmacy, and GoodRx, allowing cash-paying patients to compare local pharmacy prices or access home delivery options directly through the site. Administration officials say the program has generated more than $400 million in savings since launching earlier this year, although those figures have not been independently verified. A new analysis is also challenging traditional pharmaceutical commercialization strategies, arguing that the sector's long-standing go-to-market formula is becoming increasingly outdated. As therapies grow more specialized and patient populations become more fragmented, companies are being pushed to rethink how they engage physicians, payers, and patients across the treatment journey. The discussion points to rising demand for more integrated data-driven engagement models that combine digital tools, personalized support services, and real-world evidence generation. Finally, this week's biotech funding activity underscores continued investor appetite for platform technologies and next-generation therapeutics, despite a more selective financing environment. Among the deals highlighted, Violet Therapeutics secured a $4 million seed extension to support development of therapies targeting immune-mediated disease, while Full Life Technologies advanced financing efforts tied to its radiopharmaceutical pipeline. The funding activity reflects ongoing interest in areas such as precision oncology, targeted delivery systems, and immune modulation, even as investors place greater emphasis on clinical validation and capital efficiency. For emerging biotechs, access to funding increasingly depends not only on scientific promise, but also on the ability to demonstrate a credible path toward differentiation and commercialization. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.